smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A man's appeared in court and denied drugging and murdering four young men, including a 21-year-old from Kent. The victims' bodies were all discovered in East London over a 15-month period. Daniel Whitworth from Gravesend was found near a churchyard in September last year. 40-year-old Stephen Port from Barking has been remanded in custody. Here's Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt.
Basically, the case against him is that he gave each of these four young men an overdose of the party drug GHB, which rendered them first unconscious and then they died. And it's also alleged against him that he dumped their bodies.
This is KMFM News.
An American pilot's been killed after their fighter jet crashed near RAF Lanarkheath in Suffolk. The F-18 Hornet came down this morning on farmland on the border with Cambridgeshire. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle says the aircraft's believed to have been recently involved in combat operations.
It was a single-seater F-18 Hornet that was transiting back to the United States. I think it had been part of operations against Islamic State. They had been at Lakenheath overnight, just basically refueling. It crashed shortly after taking off.
KMFM News.
A man and a woman have appeared in court and denied murdering another man whose body was discovered at a flat in Maidstone. The victim was discovered in Rocky Hill Terrace in June. 25-year-old John Barham from Quarry Road and 48-year-old Alison Tomlin, who's homeless, both deny murder. A trial's due to take place in December. There are calls for head teachers to be given more flexibility to let parents take children on holiday during term time. The local government associations among the groups making the call after the number of fines handed out trebled in 2 years. More than 50,000 have been issued in 12 months. Karen Wilkinson from the Parents Union says that's not fair.
This idea that if children are missing school for reasons of family holiday, and quite often it's family bereavements, family illness, family weddings and so on as well, that impacts on their education attainment actually is a myth that is being put around by the Department for Education.
KMFM News.
A man's been taken to hospital following a multi-vehicle crash in West Kent. Crews are called to Seven Mile Lane in Rootham Heath following the smash at the Teeston Road junction just after 7:30 this morning. And a partially sighted woman from Kent is calling on the government to do more to help people like her find a job. Naomi Stevenson's met with the Disabilities Minister to share her concerns about the lack of awareness among employees and experiences of the challenges she's facing. The 24-year-old from Tunbridge Wells says she wants those in power to take more action.
The main change is that they are not faced with hurdles and that the support they ask for is readily available and is offered in a respectful way rather than having to jump through hoops.
KMFM Showbiz.
It's what Back to the Future fans have been waiting for. We finally reached the day Marty McFly time traveled to in the second movie. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz news, here's Nicola.
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California at 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
Well, the movie predicted that hoverboards and self-tying shoelaces would be widely in use by now. It also featured plasma TV screens and something similar to video calling. Film critic Anna Smith says those sorts of things seemed intriguing to people back in 1989.
It was very exciting, I think. There was that sense, and that's one of the things, that the reason the film appealed to people so much. It was giving them a glimpse into their own futures, potentially, you know. And the thought was, you know, gosh, what am I going to be doing on that day? What will my future be like?
Elsewhere, and Star Wars has set a new record for the most advanced sales in UK history. More than 200,000 people have already got their ticket to see The Force Awakens when it opens in cinemas on December the 17th. That's more than any other film, including the new James Bond movie, Spectre. And Kent's set to make an appearance on The Apprentice later. Lord Sugar's latest candidates visit Dover Castle, Whitstable, Margate, Ramsgate, Sandwich and Ashford as they try to buy items for a bargain. It's going to be on TV at 9.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham have managed to secure another win in League One after going up against Scunthorpe. A late goal from defender Harry Lennon left the score at 2-1 at Priestfield last night, keeping them at the top of the table. Boss Justin Edinburgh says he's thrilled, but they've still got work to do.
To score in the fashion that we did, as late as we did, you know, it's becoming a bit of a trademark for this group of players. So We've got to raise the level of performance. We're at the top. People want to come and beat us. We've got to deal with that expectation.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.